Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. It's not quite summer yet, but the days are beginning to lengthen and become much hotter. It seems that everyone's favorite conversation, including mine during the summer, is how absolutely hot it is here in Baton Rouge. The heat can be very unpleasant to people as well as plants, especially if you don't have enough to drink. The heat can play a very negative role in plant health in many different ways, but the most important way is the consumption of water by the plant. The hotter it gets, the faster the water either evaporates from the soil or is consumed and then lost by the plant. Scientific studies and journals will indicate that landscapers and homeowners alike need to put out 1 inch of water per week. But what does this mean exactly? This means that we either need to have 1 inch of rain or irrigation or a combination of the two. The rain gauges you see for sale in the garden centers and nurseries should be your first tool used to determine how much irrigation is put out. Simply watering your plants will help to keep them alive in the short term, but watering properly will be the difference between your lawn and garden surviving and thriving. The concept to keep in mind when watering your home lawn and garden is water more deeply into the soil while watering less often. Spritzing your plants every now and then will not do the plants any justice. It may keep them alive for a period of time. By applying a small amount of water frequently, this will cause a higher concentration of roots to grow in the first inch or two of the soil. Watering in frequent small doses also prevents the plants from establishing deeply penetrating roots. Having these roots deep into the soil will help that plant become more drought tolerant. On average, home lawns need to be irrigated slowly for 45 minutes every 3 to 5 days while taking into account the amount of rain that occurred that week. To determine your irrigation needs, you will need to develop an irrigation plan. Developing an irrigation schedule for your home lawn or garden is very simple. You will need to determine the duration and frequency of water. Start by not watering your lawn or garden, just long enough for the plants to tell you that they need water. Once you see the area needs to be irrigated, turn on your sprinkler system or your irrigation system and begin to irrigate until the soil is saturated down to 6 inches. Use a trowel or a shovel to determine if the water has penetrated deeply enough. Keep note of the amount of time it takes to irrigate the area. It may take 30 minutes, it may take an hour, but now you will know how long it takes to thoroughly irrigate this particular area. This is the duration of irrigation. Next, jot down the date you irrigated and see how long it takes for those plants to tell you that they need water again. This amount of time will tell you the frequency in which to water. Many types of irrigation systems are available for the homeowner. The first is the subsurface PVC irrigation, which I would highly suggest calling an irrigation contractor to help install. Second is the micro irrigation system. This system is for the DIY individuals. These are very easy to install and easy to use systems. Micro irrigation systems are as easy to put together as playing with Legos or Kinects. The tubing and sprinkler heads are very simple to work with and snap together very easily. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.